Last week we talked about many being called and few being chosen. Well, I want to say this to you folks. Bitterness is what makes or breaks the situation. And you know your own heart, especially because you've got a new heart, but you're a Christian now. My spirit will I put within you, and I'll cause you to walk in my ways. You know when you're not thinking Christian thoughts. I mean, perhaps you're so used to justifying your attitude that you've sort of blurred the lines there, but if you sober up and get to the scriptures, then you can still find, no, that's not, I shouldn't have treated them that way. I owe them some respect. I shouldn't have talked that way. I shouldn't have said that to them. I shouldn't have ignored them. I shouldn't have taken them for granted. That's all bitterness. I mean, if it isn't, what is sweet? You know? Sweet isn't bitter, and bitter isn't sweet. That's one thing we learn from James. They don't both come out of the same place. Look at, so our hearts know it. And if you get your heart right and search your own heart, you know, why do the psalmist say, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart. See if there be wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hey God, I might need your help right now, but my heart knows I'm being a bitter creep. It's not acceptable behavior to God nor life. It's dysfunctional. And if you want to ruin your life and ruin your family, hey, turn to Proverbs 17. I want to show you something. Well, I'm not bitter. Well, read this. Are you bitter or not? Maybe you've been so good at hiding your bitterness from the rest of us that you thought you got away with it, but it'll show up in your kids. Proverbs 17:25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. I'll tell you what, you want to find bitterness and go to the place of bitterness? Have a look at the mess you made of your kids. They didn't just happen like that. It didn't just happen like that. Now, I agree. Sometimes kids have to go down before they can come up. I understand the process of life. Isn't that true of you or me? And I'm not trying to point a finger at anybody here. You mark that. But I want you to know something, folks. Our children, as my dad used to say, the old acorn doesn't sort of fall too far from the tree. It's the bottom line. And I think that maybe we might need to have another look at how bitter life has all of a sudden become because of our kids. No. It's always been that way. You're just seeing it now. The trouble is, you know, do you know how you get stuck with bitterness? Self-justification. I'm surprised at how many people call them Christian and filled with the Holy Spirit, living for God, who resist everything God says. I mean, you've got to fight with them to get their attention. You've got to punch them down to get them to listen. And then they change their mind 5 minutes later. I mean, some of us, our words aren't worth a plug nickel. You will say one thing and I do not know what you're going to do next. Because it's up to you. What you just said has very little bearing on it at all. If you were a clock, buddy, no one would ever be there. Well, I'll see you tomorrow at 3. Oh, yeah? I'm not going to say another word about that one. Because I could really go for the gold.